confidential when complete, forms will be independently processed by Opinion Research Services, ORS. Howelvar University Health Board. Urgent and Emergency Children and Young People Services, Paediatrics, at Witherbush and Glanwilly Hospitals, Consultation Questionnaire. Howelvar University Health Board provides health services for people across Carmarthenshire, Ceredigion and Pembrokeshire. HDDUHB is now consulting on how it provides urgent and emergency children and young people's paediatric services for people who live in or visit the areas serviced by Witherbush and Glanwilly Hospitals until the proposed new urgent and planned care hospital for the south of the HDDUHB area opens. We welcome feedback from the public, staff and other stakeholders. For information about the consultation, please read the consultation document that accompanies this questionnaire and or go online to hduhb.nhs.wales/future-children-services. If you wish to receive a paper copy or have any problems in accessing information in an accessible format for your needs, please call us on 0300 303 8322 local call rates. To give your feedback, please complete this questionnaire and return it to the free post address on the back of this questionnaire to arrive by the 24th of August 2023, or answer the questions online via the web page above by the same date. HDDUHB has appointed Opinion Research Services, ORS, an independent social research company, to manage and report the consultation responses. The views of individual members of the public in a personal capacity will be anonymous. However, where feedback is from representatives of organisations or someone acting in an official capacity, it may be attributed. Your views, along with other evidence and considerations, will help Howelvar University Health Board choose the best option for the future of urgent and emergency children and young people services at Witherbush and Glanwilly Hospitals. Before making any final decisions, which will be taken at a meeting likely to be held at the end of 2023, the Board will consider all consultation feedback, alongside all other evidence and relevant information collated during the process so far. This information can be found in the technical documents published on our website, hduhb.nhs.wales/future-children-services. All the questions are optional and all information you provide will be processed by ORS in accordance with latest data protection legislation. Information will only be used to inform this consultation, and any personal information that could identify you will be kept for no more than 1 year after any decisions have been finalised. For further information, please see https://hduhb.nhs.wales/about-us/governance-arrangements/your-information-your-rights/privacy-notices or www.ors.org.uk/privacy. Why do we need to change the current service? Current urgent and emergency children and young people's paediatric services in the south of the HDDUHB region are the result of a series of temporary changes since 2016. These changes are summarised below and described in more detail within the consultation document, which can be viewed on our website hduhb.nhs.wales/future-children-services. Temporary Service Change 1. In December 2016, due to significant long-term recruitment challenges that limited the availability of on-site consultants at Withybush Hospital's Paediatric Ambulatory Care Unit, or PACU, where children and young people are assessed, diagnosed, treated, and able to go home on the same day, the unit's opening hours changed from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Changes were also made to staffing rotas, shifts, times, staff work, with a temporary merger of the paediatric overnight consultant on-call rotas for Withybush and Glanwilly hospitals. Temporary service change too. The COVID-19 pandemic meant that the health board had to change the way it worked. From March 2020, and for the duration of the pandemic, the PACU at Withybush Hospital was temporarily closed. Children with minor injuries were still able to access care at Withybush Hospital, but children with more acute or serious illness were directed to Glanwilly Hospital. Temporary service change 3. In 2021, Welsh Government directed health boards to enhance and strengthen paediatric service provision as they expected a surge in respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, which is a major cause of respiratory illness in children. In response to this, the board agreed to continue with a temporary closure of the PACU at Withybush Hospital. Moving forward, following the 3 temporary changes, HDDUHB now needs to implement a longer-term solution. Options for how HDDUHB provides urgent and emergency children and young people services were developed by key stakeholders, including children and young people, parents and guardians and staff. Further information on the options development process can be found within the consultation document, which can be found on our website, hduhb.nhs.wales/future-children-services. The process has resulted in 3 options for how services can be provided until the proposed new urgent and planned care hospital for the south of the HDDUHB area opens. Under all options, emergency and inpatient care for children and young people would be retained at Glanwilly Hospital, and the existing minor injury unit would be retained at Withybush Hospital. One of the following options would also be offered at Withybush. Option 1. Some additional outpatient services for children and young people at Withybush Hospital, but no PACU at Withybush Hospital. Option 2. PACU at Withybush Hospital from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. The level of outpatient activity is likely to be restricted due to the space required to deliver the PACU. Option 3. Same as option 2, PACU at Withybush Hospital from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. The level of outpatient activity is likely to be restricted due to the space required to deliver the PACU, but with some extra services like provision of some non-emergency treatments, such as radiology, and daycare for those, for example, returning for medication or dressing change. There are several factors that are similar and different across the 3 options. You can see a summary of these in the table below. We would then like your views on the options. What is the same in all 3 options? Minor injury units for under 16s at both Glanwilly and Withybush hospitals, emergency care A&E for under 16s still provided at Glanwilly Hospital, no overnight or weekend paediatric care at Withybush Hospital. Children's services at Glanwilly Hospital would remain as they are, with investment in staffing the PACU model in Carmarthen to permanently support the treatment of children and young people who would have previously attended Withybush Hospital. Procedures in place to ensure children and young people arriving at Withybush Hospital with a critical condition receive the best care at the most appropriate location. Dedicated ambulance vehicle, DAV, remains to support the emergency urgent transfer of children and young people from Pembrokeshire to Glanwilly Hospital. Improved phone and digital links between Pembrokeshire GPs and paediatric staff at Witherbush Hospital. What is different in the three options? Rapid access clinic for children and young people who have been referred by a GP, emergency department A&E, to be seen by a paediatrician at Witherbush Hospital within 72 hours. Option 1, yes. Option 2, limited activity, lack of space due to PACU. Option 3, limited activity, lack of space due to PACU. Booked outpatient appointments for children not needing immediate assessment, an overnight stay, or for those without longer-term conditions at Witherbush Hospital. Option 1, yes. Option 2 and 3, limited activity, lack of space due to PACU. PACU at Witherbush Hospital between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Option 1, no. Option 2 and 3, yes. Provision of some non-emergency treatments such as radiology and daycare such as returning for medication or dressing change. Options 1 and 2, no. Option 3, yes. Enhanced service at Glanwilly Hospital Emergency Department, A&E, giving children and young people an improved experience on arrival, for example, via a dedicated waiting area. Options 1 and 2, no. Option 3, yes. Additional training for Emergency Department, A&E staff at both hospitals to treat children and young people when a review by a consultant paediatrician is not immediately needed. Options 1 and 2, no. Option 3, yes. Additional training for paediatric PACU staff at Glanwilly Hospital to manage emergency department A&E activity for children and young people differently, for example, improving initial treatment, improving the experience for emergency cases, and ensuring they are dealt with appropriately. Options 1 and 2, no. Option 3, yes. Estimated additional cost. Option 1, £880,000. Option 2, £1.3 million. Option 3, £1.3 million plus in-house training cost. What is your connection with paediatric services in Howell Dar? This question is optional, but responding will help us better understand views from different people. Please read the options carefully and tick all boxes that apply. Past or current user of paediatric services. Work in paediatric services for the NHS. I am a resident living in Howell Dar. I am visiting the area on hospital. Other connection. Please specify. Carer or family member of someone that has used paediatric services. Work for the NHS in another area of healthcare, responding on behalf of an organisation. To what extent is option 1, expanded outpatient services at Witherbush Hospital, a good or poor choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital? Please tick one box. Very good, fairly good, neither good nor poor, fairly poor, very poor, don't know. If you think option 1 is a good choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital, then please explain why. Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. If you think option 1 is a poor choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital, then please explain why. Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. To what extent is option 2, a paediatric ambulatory care unit from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with limited outpatient services Monday to Friday, a good or poor choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital? Please tick one box. Very good, fairly good, neither good nor poor, fairly poor, very poor, don't know. If you think option 2 is a good choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital, then please explain why. Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. If you think option 2 is a poor choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital, then please explain why. Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. To what extent is option 3, a paediatric ambulatory care unit from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with limited outpatient services Monday to Friday and provision of some non-emergency treatments such as radiology and daycare, a good or poor choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital? Please tick one box. Very good, fairly good, neither good nor poor, fairly poor, very poor, don't know. If you think option 3 is a good choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital, then please explain why. Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. If you think option 3 is a poor choice for delivering paediatric services at Witherbush Hospital, then please explain why. Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. Additional considerations. If you have any further comments about any of the options, please explain. For example, this might include things that you think we have not considered: transport and access, environmental impacts and opportunities. Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. Considering equalities and human rights. As a public body, NHS organisations have a duty to consider the impact of their decisions on people with protected characteristics under the Equality Act 2010. Age, disability, gender reassignment, marriage and civil partnership, pregnancy and maternity, race, religion or belief, sex and sexual orientation, as well as the Human Rights Act and Welsh Language Act. Are there any particular groups of people that you believe might be positively or negatively affected by any of the options being considered? If so, what groups are these and how might any positive impacts be enhanced or any negative impacts be reduced? Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. Information about you. If you are responding as an individual and wish to be kept informed about the consultation and progress towards a decision, please provide your name and contact information for your preferred form of contact. These details will be passed back to HDDUHB to send you updates, but they will not receive your other consultation responses. Once completed, please move to the final part of this questionnaire on pages 9 and 10. Name, preferred contact details, email address or postal address, including postcode. If you're responding on behalf of an organisation, which organisation do you represent? Please give us the name of the organisation and any specific group or department. Please also tell us who the organisation represents, what area the organisation covers, and how you gathered the views of members. Please answer in the box below and continue on a separate sheet if necessary. Howell Dda University Health Board has a duty to promote equality and wants to make sure all parts of the community are included in this consultation. But these questions are optional. All responses will be taken fully into account when making decisions, regardless of whether you provide these details. If you are responding as an individual, what is your full postcode? This will help us understand views in different areas. Please tick only one box for each question, except where specified. Which county do you live in? Carmarthenshire, Ceredigion, Pembrokeshire, other, prefer not to say. What was your age on your last birthday? Under 18, 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 and over, prefer not to say. What best describes your gender? Male, female, non-binary, I use another term, prefer not to say. Is this the same as the sex you were assigned at birth? Yes, no, prefer not to say. Which of the following best describes your sexual orientation? Asexual, bisexual, gay man, gay woman or lesbian, heterosexual or straight, other, please specify, prefer not to say. Are you married or in a civil partnership? Yes, no, prefer not to say. Are you currently pregnant or have you given birth within the last year? Yes, no, prefer not to say. Do you have any dependent children aged under 18? Please tick all that apply. Yes, age between 0 and 5 years. Yes, age between 6 and 11 years. Yes, age between 12 and 17 years. No dependent children. Prefer not to say. Do you provide unpaid care by looking after someone, a family member, friend or neighbour, who is older, disabled or seriously ill? Yes, no, prefer not to say. If yes to the previous question, please state who you care for. Please tick all that apply. Primary carer of a disabled child or children. Primary carer or assistant for a disabled adult or adults, age 18 plus. Primary carer or assistant for an older person or people, age 65 plus. Secondary carer, another person carries out main caring role. Prefer not to say. Section 6, brackets 1, close brackets, of the Equality Act 2010 states that a person has a disability if A, that person has a physical or mental impairment, and B, the impairment has a substantial and long-term adverse effect on that person's ability to carry out normal day-to-day activities. Using this definition, do you consider yourself to be disabled? Yes, no, prefer not to say. If yes to the previous question, please state the disability, long-term illness or health condition. Please tick all that apply. A long-standing illness or health condition, for example, cancer, HIV, diabetes, chronic heart disease, epilepsy. A mental health difficulty, for example, depression, schizophrenia or anxiety disorder. A physical impairment or mobility issues, for example, difficulty using your arms or using a wheelchair or crutches. A social or communication impairment, for example, a speech and language impairment or Asperger syndrome or other autistic spectrum disorder. A specific learning difficulty, for example, dyslexia, dyspraxia or ADHD. Blind or have a visual impairment uncorrected by glasses. Deaf or have a hearing impairment, an impairment, health condition or learning difference that is not listed above, prefer not to say. What do you consider your religion to be? Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, Jewish, Muslim, no religion, Sikh, any other religion, prefer not to say. Which race or ethnicity best describes you? Arabic, Asian or British Asian, Bangladeshi, Asian, British Asian, Chinese, Asian, British Asian, Indian, Asian, British Asian, Pakistani, Asian, British Asian, other, Black, British Black, African, Black, British Black, Caribbean, Black, British Black, other, mixed race, black and white, mixed race, Asian and white, mixed race, black and Asian, mixed race, other, traveller, gypsy or Roma, traveller, Irish, white, British, Welsh, British, English, Northern Irish, Scottish, white Irish, white European, another race or ethnicity, please specify, prefer not to say. What is your household income? The total annual income of your household before tax and deductions, but including any benefits and allowances. Below £10,000, £10,001 to £20,000, £20,001 to £30,000, £30,001 to £40,000, over £40,000, prefer not to say. What is your main language spoken or used at home? English, Welsh, other, please specify, prefer not to say. Thank you for your time. Please return the questionnaire by Thursday, the 24th of August, 2023 to Opinion Research Services, Free Post SS1018, PO Box 530, Swansea SA1 1ZL.